And I hope you have big plans this weekend. Get out and enjoy yourself. You got to do something. Winter's going to have us all boxed in here sooner than later. So a lot of things going on today. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text lines open 884-9910. Going to go over to the emails real quick here. Thank you so much. Candace just sent me this one. Monica, I'm confused. Washoe County said they weren't sending ballots out today, but it sounds like you already have yours. I thought I heard you say it was emailed to you, but it wasn't emailed to me, Candace. I'm going off of the internet, okay? So if you go to, let me pull this back up here. If you go to NVSOS.gov. Okay. You can go to just search elections, or it's right up there at top. You can go in and you can look at the ballot questions. We have 5 ballot questions. These are statewide, so everybody's going to be answering these. We have a question on the Board of Regents. We have a question on same-sex marriage, which is removing that from that designation from the Nevada Constitution. We have a question on the Pardons Board. We have a question on voter rights. And we have a question on renewable energy promotion initiative. Now, you can also go into, let's see, go up into here. And you've got the calendar of events. So this is a good one. You can register to vote online until October 29th. Okay. You can still register to vote in person for 4 more days, October 6th. Early voting starts October 17th through the 30th. You can still request an absentee ballot until October 20th. Just have to remember, the postmark for returning all of these has to be by November 3rd. Now, keep in mind, absentee ballot and the mail-in ballots that everybody who was registered is getting sent are two different things. And that's where the confusion comes in for people. Oh, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with mail-in balloting? We've been doing it for, you know, we've been doing absentee ballots. That's what the military gets. That's different from just sending everybody in their brother who's on the voter registration rolls, the registered voter rolls, a ballot. People move. It's you have to look, I think, specifically at the homeless. Okay, there are still a lot of people that are homeless that get their mail. It goes to a certain location, they can go pick it up. So if they're getting absentee or if they're getting mail-in ballots there, then they have a ballot that they might not normally have requested or go out and vote. And a lot of times, they just sell their ballots. And they let other people fill them out. Which is, it's not right. And that's what the president and that's what people who are all about election integrity are fighting for. So, you can also go to the Washoe County Registrar of Voters. You can go to the Registrar of Voters in whatever county, and you can see all of your candidate information. Okay? So the easiest thing for your for yourself is when you go into the nvsos.gov is to just find your information. And if you go into voter registration, this just all comes up on one page. So it's really easy to do. You click on check your voter registration. Now, with this, you need to have your Nevada driver's license or your ID card because they want to make sure that it's the right person. They're going to ask for the last four digits of your Social Security number, your first, last, and date of birth. And then that will bring up everything about where you vote, how you voted, if you're Republican, Democrat, independent, nonpartisan, blah, blah, blah. So you can get a head start on when you receive your ballot. Don't wait to get your ballot to figure out how you want to vote. This is where the education comes in. This is where you're going to start seeing all of these offices that you might not normally pay attention to, like the judges, like the school board, like the Board of Regents. That's for higher education. So that's why I'm just suggesting get online if you can. I know some people still don't have access online, but for the majority of people, you do. So get online and just do a little bit of research for yourself, because this is important. It's more important to be checking this stuff out during the primary rather than waiting until the last minute for the general election, but it's important because for too many decades, we have ignored it and we've just voted people in because we didn't know who anybody else was. And so a lot of people vote for the incumbents. That's why we're in the situation that we are now. That's why we have rhinos in place and we have to keep them in place because we don't want full-on leftist Democrats in seats. Just a reminder of why the primary is so important. So, Candace, I hope that clears that up for you. And I will still send you my list of my suggestions, which actually I stole from Carol Feinberg because I trust her wholeheartedly and I agreed with everything on the list except for one. So let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with 884-9910. Let's check in with Neil this morning. Neil wants to talk about the New America. Hi, Neil. Thanks for calling the program. Oh, our phone's just locked up because we had people waiting. I'm sorry about that. You can call back, though. So getting back to what we were talking about as we wrapped up the show with Mark, actually, in the last half hour, getting a lot of response on the whole conversation of white supremacy. Definition of white supremacist from dictionary: a person who believes that the white race is inherently superior to other races and that white people should have control over people of other races. See, the majority of white people, they don't believe that. Well, no, not that they don't believe in the definition. They don't believe in that process. Because if you are a good Christian, if you know anything about the Constitution, You know that we were all born with inalienable rights. We are all born with the same protections. It's how we treat each other. It's that mindset that you're better than everybody else and your race is better than everybody else. And I don't think the majority of people in this world believe that. I believe there is a certain group of people, the elite. But here's the deal with the elite, they want to control everybody, every race. That's why they believe so wholeheartedly in eugenics, in depopulation. Who are those people? Soros, Gates, the people they surround themselves with, and the people they work for. Again, you go back and you make me throw out these names. Rothschilds, Rockefellers, I mean, the list goes on and on. And those aren't even the big guys. Check out Assures. There's not only a shadow government, which you are seeing that you hear of as the deep state. There is a shadow world government. We are already a one world society. If you truly look at it, our economy is controlled globally. The products, the goods and services. I mean, look at all the commissions that the World Trade Commission. That should not be in place. Countries should be trading with each other. We don't need one world entity to control all of that. If you start going more and more into these entities, you'll see how everything we do right here in the state of Nevada falls into line. We see developments around the area trying to pack in the urban section. Smaller homes, smaller footprints. That's not what the American people want. If you go to a different country, I've been to Germany a few times. And it's interesting because family members came over here from Germany. You know what the first thing that they noticed was? How big the cars were. Yeah, when they got off the plane, they got their rental car. And it was just a regular sedan. But to them, it was huge. Because even the cars there, you know, we had a tendency to make fun of those little smart cars. Well, let me tell you, that's pretty much the norm over in other countries because everybody is packed in to these tight locations. They don't believe in the wide open spaces like we do here. And that's why America is being attacked from all sides. Because they want to change Americans' way of thinking. So, thank you so much for all of the emails and the texts. And I want to get to this email that I actually talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and it's being brought back up again, which I think is just an idiotic idea. But this is how they do it. This is how they make money. And that is charging you to drive around Lake Tahoe. We'll talk about that. Right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this fabulous, fabulous Friday. Absolutely love it. I hope you get out and do something fun. Do not live by isolationists' rules who have an agenda, okay? Even if it's just going to a park you've never been to, throwing out a blanket, bringing out a great lunch for you and your family, and even just throwing a Frisbee around. Get out and do something. See the world. See the world around you. Because if things keep going the way they are, shortly you're not going to be allowed to. So break out of the backyard, break out of the house, and take a drive around town, just like you might have heard Cowboy Barbie mention in the last segment. Drive around. See what shut down. My husband and I went to an event the other night for the Mount Rose Republican Women's Club, and we were driving down, we were heading towards Longley, so we were over on Double Diamond, and he's like, were those apartments there? I'm like, no. No, they just popped up. Building popping up all over the place. Yet businesses being shut down. Family businesses being lost forever. But it's not going to stop there. Like the billions of dollars that they're short around Lake Tahoe, just received this. Douglas County is planning on charging a fee. Now, it's not just Douglas County. This is for the entirety of the lake. It's the, Now I gotta go look it up again. I have it here somewhere. It's the Tahoe One Project or something stupid like that. They're going to charge everybody to drive around the lake. So if you live down in Minden, Gardnerville, and you want to head up to the lake, one of your favorite restaurants, hopefully it'll still be open. Are you going to have to pay to go up there? Yeah. Soon as you hit that roadway, everybody is going to have to pay. Tax is a reality. When we shouldn't have to be paying things, we're already taxed way too much. Yet anytime Governor Sisolak, Governor Newsom, Mayor Sheevy, anytime these people want to fix a problem that they've created or perpetuated, they just come to you for more money. So for lake residents, you would be taxed $7 a month, so almost $100 a year. You can buy monthly passes. You can buy yearly passes. It's not just tourists coming in who are going to be taxed. It's the residents as well. Any visitor, anybody. You go up and you drive around the lake, and it's going to cost you. Not in gas taxes, because you already pay those. Not in room taxes, because you already pay those. In just a wheels on the road travel tax. Now, remember, that's probably also going to be coupled on top of your mileage tax, which is coming our way, courtesy of Governor Sisolak. Taxes never go away. They never sunset. No matter what a politician tells you, what an organization tells you, once these are also in place, they will never go down. They will just continue to go up. Until you say something. Until you start asking politicians, will you raise taxes? And I'll use George Bush Sr. as the example. He said, read my lips. No new taxes. What did he do? He increased taxes. He made up new taxes. He was not reelected. When he started giving the whiny excuse that it wasn't my choice, it was out of my hands. That's BS. You vote for an increase in taxes, fees, whatever you want to call them. Then you are lying to your constituents if you said you weren't going to or you were against anything. You're just flat out lying. Because it's very easy to just vote no. We'll talk more about this, but look it up for yourself if you want. It's all brought to you courtesy of the Tahoe Transportation District. And I tell you, when tourists finally get a hold of this, do you think that that's going to increase or decrease tourism to Tahoe? We'll be back after this Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Whatever's on your mind, whatever you want to talk about, you're never going to be silenced. Unless you start irking me off, and then I, you know, have a tendency to pull the plug. But other than that, email at Monica at 991fmtalk.com or talk and text at 884-9910. Now, speaking of talk and text, we have everybody lined up. We got Brian, we got Bruce, we got Frederick. But stay on the line, because I want to read this insulting, just asinine email that I just got. Okay. Actually, it was sent to my boss. This is from Cliff. I am a center right believer. I listen every day. I am not a white supremacist! Exclamation point. I had no idea that you and your radio show represents that hideous ideology. I will never listen to your station again. I'm disgusted by your beliefs. Cliff. Really? You're disgusted by my beliefs that all people are created equal? You're disgusted by my beliefs that all people of all colors are on the same playing field? Or are you disgusted by my belief in the First Amendment that you have the freedom of speech and you can call or text into this show and have a voice? And so if Mark wants to look at himself as a white supremacist, I'm not going to work to change his opinion. I'm not going to work to change his life. But it opens up a conversation. So, Cliff, if you don't believe in any of those things, then you are more than welcome to listen to something else. Because I'm not going to silence people. Speaking of that, let's go to the phone lines. Brian wants to talk about road conditions. Hi, Brian. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica. How's it going?
It's interesting today.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, I live in a world where Americans are just ready to give up their freedoms, their privacy. Yeah. It doesn't really matter anymore. They're just ready to hand it on over. And now I see a story, I believe I saw it on Jeremiah Babe's channel, and he's talking about San Jose looking to sell their roads to cover pension. This is where we're at now. Governments are talking about selling our things just to cover things like pensions that they can no longer cover. And if that's not disturbing, then I guess you're just ready for whatever, you know?
Well, you know what's really disturbing, Brian, is when I lived in California years ago. I mean, I've been over here for close to 30 years now, but when I lived in California, they were talking about this as well. First, it starts off with selling the bridges, you know, for tolls in San Francisco, and then it goes to the roads. And it's just ridiculous that all of these things have to be done to the citizens of whatever area, because they promise pensions that they can't deliver on.
Monica, the money that we're paying in taxes is not going to the places the money is supposed to go. And I know that we all know this, but it's even deeper than that. The money goes to the elitist. The money goes to the top. We get to keep a little bit of it for our roads or whatever, but they get to hoard all the money. We're still paying interest on the First World War. Why is that? Why have we not paid off the principal balance of that war?
Because we're more concerned about paying it to illegals to make sure that, you know, those in this country who are not supposed to be here have health care and food and housing and blah, blah, blah.
It's more than that. They are taking they're taking so much of it that there's not enough left. And you're right, though. They are using the monies for a lot of things that gets redirected and whatnot. But it's, you know, we'll kind of end it here, but the precedent we're going down, the road we're headed down, is taxed. It's told.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's taxed beyond belief. So, Brian, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that. And it's just a reminder to people what happens in California. It directly impacts Nevada, and it is coming this way because our governor doesn't have a brain cell for himself. So he, you know, pretty much fuses with Gavin Newsom. Let's go to Bruce on our talk and text line, and Bruce wants to talk about taxes. Hey, Bruce.
Well, good morning, Monica.
Good morning, sir.
Just an observation. It amazes me that the people that we elect to represent us don't understand simple, basic economic principles. There's this little thing called the Laffer curve. It basically says that you can tax people up to a certain point. Past that point, you no longer bring revenues into the... Now, the city of Reno obviously doesn't understand this basic economic principle. When they rose taxes... sales tax here in Washoe County, they drove all the big ticket item purchases out of Washoe County. And it had exactly the opposite effect of what they intended. They raised the taxes thinking they're going to bring more money into the city coffers. What they actually did is chased money out of Washoe County.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why a simple principle like that is so difficult for them to grasp.
Well, Bruce, but it's not just taxes. It's also budgeting, because just because you increase taxes and you have more money, in your opinion, that comes in, you still have to spend it right. And I really don't like Jenny Brekus's attitude that, you know, everything has to be looked at equally. It's like, no, it doesn't. If we are in debt, we don't sponsor entertainment. We don't sponsor, you know, sculptures and flower baskets. We clean things up and we make things clean. We simplify things and we give the taxpayers what they want: safety, security, and cleanliness.
I could not agree with you more. And beyond the city of Reno, they held a special session of our legislature to address budget shortfalls. Did they make one single cut? No. Only thing they looked at is where can we get more money? Who can we tax? Well, the miners took a big hit. However, not one single budget cut was made. Instead of raising taxes, I agree with you, Monica. How about let's spend the money that we have wisely and not squander it like we see in so many circumstances. I mean, really, the Office for New Americans. I think
you
that
know, Bruce,
have been one of the first things on the chopping block.
I was just gonna say you stole my thunder. Is, you know, things like the Offices of New Americans or anything that has to do with healthcare outside, you know, treatment for emergencies. All of these things have nonprofit organizations that take care of these issues. Okay. There are already organizations in place, nonprofits, privately funded, to help people who are new to this country find the resources that they need. You know, we need take these out of government services and just let the public handle it, because anything that is worth its salt will be taken care of by the public. But more and more that gets restricted because we don't have the money to take care of it anymore because the government keeps taking our money. You know, the perfect example is the Veterans Guest House. They don't take government money.
Yeah.
They don't have the red tape, the BS, and they are so successful that they have to keep building new buildings, all paid for. It's ridiculous what these politicians say they're doing for the community.
Well, if anybody thinks that the government knows best for what's good for you, all you have to do is ask the Native Americans.
Yep. Don't get me started on that, Bruce, because I don't know if anybody saw the news, but no, seriously, Monday, an Indigenous woman died in Canada, and at the hands of the hospital and the nurses in that hospital, ridiculing her, embarrassing her, yelling at her, calling her, you know, just horrible things because she was an Indigenous person. And she died 2 days later in the hospital when she went in for just a stomach ache. Do you hear stories about that? No, it's all about Black Lives Matter. And they don't even matter to them. So it's ridiculous. But you got me spitting now, Bruce. So I got to let you go. I got to get Frederick on here.
Okay.
But get out and about and make sure you get a hold of Bruce if you want to sign that recall petition for Sisolak. And you can find it at takingnevadaback.com. Don't search it. Just put it in your toolbar at the top for your internet. takingnevadaback.com. Let's go to Frederick, who has been hanging on the line for almost 15 minutes here. Frederick, thank you so much for calling in. You wanted to talk about the issue of white supremacy?
Yes. Thank you, Monica. And I just wanted to say thanks for promoting our event tomorrow. And I just wanted to add to that really quick. We do have a Fernley meeting point at 555 East Main Street, and that will leave for Carson City at 1:30, so get there well before 1:30. And
nice.
Then Incline Village, they're going to meet at the Village Market Shopping Center at 12:30 and depart for Carson at 1:30. So just wanted to add to those things. So thanks again for promoting it.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I get calls from all over the area. Well, we're coming from here, or we're coming from the lake. Where are we meeting? It's like, just look for people driving the highway with a bunch of flags.
There you go. And just to remind everybody, we have an email address, nvgrassrootspatriots@yahoo.com. You can email us there, and we can send you information. And we are on Facebook at nvgrassrootspatriots. As well. So you can look us up and we can add you there, get you information. So really quick, I just wanted to touch on this whole white supremacy thing. You know, it's really funny that Chris Wallace asked President Trump about white supremacy. He really should have directed the question to Joe Biden, who, as we know, was good friends with Robert Byrd, Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, who was a KKK member and also
a leader.
Led the filibuster. Yeah, leader, thank you. Led the filibuster against the Civil Rights Act. So if anybody, and if we want to talk about systemic racism, if that really is such, well, Joe Biden's been in politics for 47 years. So if anybody's responsible for systemic racism, it's him and not President Trump, who's been in office for, as we know, 47 months. So,
and who also opened up his country club, first country club to let in people of the Jewish faith, to let in blacks, to let in, you know, Hispanic. It's just, it's unbelievable. And I love how the left always needs a history lesson, Frederick, because if you go back to the 2016 debates, presidential debates, Chris Wallace at that time asked President Trump to denounce white supremacy and all of this. And he did it that time as well.
Yeah.
He is constantly denouncing it. So Chris Wallace has a very short memory, and he never should have been the moderator for that debate. What's really scary, though, Frederick, is the next debate is being moderated by a man who was Biden's intern in his office. So,
wow,
personal relationship with Joe Biden himself, actually working as an intern in his, you know, Senate office. So it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And if I could just add really quick, eBay and Amazon came out today saying that they will no longer carry Proud Boys merchandise. I'm not a Proud Boy. Only did I learn about the Proud Boys until recently, and actually from my Antifa friends on Facebook. But I look and I go and I look up Antifa on Facebook or on eBay and Amazon. There's all the Antifa stuff you can buy, their flags and pins and all sorts of stuff. It is amazing. What have we seen? Who have we seen in the streets terrorizing our cities and demolishing our monuments?
Yeah.
But Antifa, not the Proud Boys. This is just ridiculous. They're just pulling the wool over our or trying to pull the wool over our eyes.
Yeah. It's just the way the left works. Thank you, Frederick. Appreciate the call today. And it's time to wrap up the show. Do you believe it? Time flies when you're having fun. And we've definitely had some fun today. We'll be back right after this quick break to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. When I say it's the Monica Jay Show, I say that because I take accountability, responsibility, and belief in every single word that comes out of my mouth. So if Cliff doesn't want to listen anymore, that's fine. But if you do not believe that all men and women are created equal, and we are equal in the sight of God, then there's nothing that I can do for you. And I feel bad about that. Jim, thank you so much for the email. Thanks, Monica. You're so right. Even if we don't agree with BLM or KKK or any extremist on that side, they have the right to even worship the devil. You know, there is a Church of Satan out there. This is America, and we absolutely must respect anyone's beliefs, no matter how much we may not like or agree with it. And when you don't agree with that, this is my words now. God bless, Jim. Thank you so much. My words now. And when you don't believe in that, then you don't believe in the Bill of Rights. You don't believe in the Constitution, and you don't believe in this country. And there are flights leaving every day for other countries that I'm sure you would be much happier in. Well, actually, you wouldn't be happier there, and you don't have the guts to go there, but you have the guts to criticize here. Live your life and understand that the Constitution does not give you the right to not be offended. And there's a lot of offensive things in this world. But I want you to have a great weekend. Hey, drag the interstate or head on down to the Trump campaign headquarters at not, no, sorry about that, at 9 a.m. I love this woman. Jessie Jane Duff is going to be there. She is awesome. Have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful life. Love you. God bless.